I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry, Dad. Brandon's crazy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to I'm Sorry, Dad. We are joined by Vincent Marcus.
Yep.
Hi, guys.
Once again.
He's here again.
He's back.
You sound so excited.
Yeah.
He's here again.
He's here.
Yeah.
Say something now.
Good to have you back, dude. How's Twitter been going for you? Let's not even get into it.
Let's not get into it.
Why not?
Do you want to?
Oh, God.
No, you don't.
No, I don't really want to.
Okay, good. I don't want to.
I don't want to either.
That's boring.
What happened was a video of Vincent leaked on Twitter. Brandon, I'll play it for you. Cool. I filmed it.
Nice.
Yeah, let's see.
Let me see.
I'll put this on YouTube as well. But yeah, Vincent fell asleep in my apartment, and I walked in on him. I don't know. Here's the situation. Isn't that kind of weird?
I mean, I usually just listen to rain as I'm falling asleep. I guess Vincent likes to listen to guys.
Two gentlemen exchanging saliva is my rain.
That's good.
Yeah. For those of you just listening, which is most of you, I walked in on Vincent watching gay porn, pretty much.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah. So that was cool. Actually, no, that was I set him up, dude. He fell asleep and I put on a YouTube men kissing.
What? Yep. Really?
Yep.
Whoa, dude.
And
you're savage. That is just textbook savagery.
Yeah, it was a sick prank.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, like, I'm glad you gave them a view. They need that. You know, the AdSense on Pornhub is very good.
I hear.
I hear the CPM is woo.
One time, Vincent slept over and he fell asleep with his phone, like angled. He fell asleep watching something, but I just grabbed his phone, changed it to hardcore gay porn.
Nice.
And then that's filmed it. And I was
that's
like,
a funny video.
Yo, dude, wake up. I was like, what are you watching? I can't find it. It's on my phone somewhere.
It's really good.
It is a funny video.
It's homophobic in that it was like, the joke is, he's watching gay porn.
I mean.
But hey, it's funny because you're not gay. So that's why it's funny.
What? I don't know if that's how it works, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, if he was gay, it wouldn't be that funny. Wouldn't be funny.
That's true.
Okay, so I'm right.
So you're finding humor and.
Let's dwell on Rye's homophobia really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
How long have you been homophobic?
As about as long as he's been misogynistic.
Puberty, yeah. Whenever I started getting into sex, I was like, hey, people. Just kidding.
God damn.
This is great.
Thanks for taking me down this rabbit hole.
It's okay.
No, I'll never succeed.
It's on tape. Hey,
guys, I found a cool video. I just want to get your reaction from it.
Okay, what is it?
Don't worry, it won't be the Pain Olympics of a dude cutting his balls off.
Oh, yeah, because Vincent just loves watching that.
I don't love it, but I'm trying to get Rye and Brandon to watch it, and they won't watch it.
Explain what the Pain Olympics are, Vincent.
The Pain Olympics is a viral video that went, I guess, viral in like the early 2000s. It's like a video of, it's basically self-mutilation, but it's self-mutilation of genitalia. Men, they are being filmed. Tying off their penises and cutting their balls off and things like that, cutting their penises off on camera. And
this
and
is
it's
what
all
you,
real.
This is what you enjoy watching?
I don't enjoy watching this. I never said that. It's a shock video.
It's weird that you like that stuff.
I don't like that stuff.
That
I
is
want,
weird.
I want you to watch it, and then I want to watch you watch it.
Ah, that's so you sick. Like seeing other people uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, it's just funny. It's
do you
funny.
Also like to watch other guys have sex with their girlfriend? That seems like it might be tied in there. Do you like that too? You sicko?
Well, a cuck, you mean cucking?
Yeah,
cuck holding.
Yeah.
Cuck holding.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Well, getting cucked? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you put it out there, guys. Vincent lives in San Diego. If you want to bang his girlfriend, he wants to watch.
I want to watch.
All right, check out this video, guys.
All right.
I'll put the video in.
I've been on fun dates. I've been on Uber.
so far, that's a pretty good pitch, I think.
Yeah.
Just your target audience. You know, it's the...
I like how she said, as you can see, I'm single.
Yeah.
Riff on this, guys. Come on.
Well, I mean, I need to know what happens next, because she could just start... She could just say, I'm single, all this stuff, and I just wanted, you know...
You won't believe what happens next.
Yeah, I just...
I'm waiting.
No, just kidding. Not much happens. Yeah.
She's not in a relationship, but she's still trying to get money from people.
I was about to say, is she asking for numbers or is she asking for money?
She's asking for donations to facilitate some sort of
number
encounter.
I think it's mostly a scheme to get money.
Oh, okay.
A really smart scheme.
But also maybe don't sound, you know...
Don't scream like this.
Like asking for money like that. Maybe you could be like, hey, do you maybe evoke sympathy instead of fear to get money, right? Yeah.
I think a better pitch would be, hey, I'm homeless. Give me some money, please. Not, hey, I can't get fucked right now. Please give me money.
She's taking a different angle. She was like, hey, trying to get some peen.
But it's like,
I need some cash for the date.
The
cash
effectiveness, though, is what I'm talking about. Like, if this is all just one big scheme, I just feel like it would be more effective. Scheming for peen.
I don't know. It kind of... caught my interest. I'm interested.
Interested in her?
If I wish she gave out her phone number on this video, I'd call her right now. Start it up.
Huh.
You can lean back if you want. Gross.
Rye has this thing on the podcast where he needs to have control over the guests.
No. It's actually really funny. Rye has a thing with personal space. Well, if you get too close to Rye, it's really funny. I've documented it a couple times. He really enjoys his personal space. If you get up and just a little bit close to him, and he's not expecting it, he'll be like, whoa. He doesn't like it at all.
No, I'm saying mostly for camera's sake.
Okay.
Because you're leaning
over. He uses
over.
The cameras as an excuse because he doesn't want you close to him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, and I can't move the cards that were just on the table either. He just moved the cards.
We're going to play a little game.
Uh-oh. Okay?
But the first game is our new segment, What's Eating Brandon?
Are we going to wait for the theme song?
Damn it.
Oh, man. You really got to cue that up. Okay, there we go.
Achoo!
He may have herpes, he may have AIDS, he may have measles, so maybe the plague. How's he gonna die today? What's eating Brandon?
All right, so what's up? What's it this week, dude? What kind of cancer do you have?
I think I might have a gum cancer, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, cancer of the gum. Yeah, because when I floss, my teeth bleed.
Don't floss, dude.
That's good.
Just gum infection. Brush harder.
Say it again.
Just brush harder.
Just brush harder.
Brush harder.
Mm. I don't know if that's the way to go.
Brush harder.
Mm.
Is it in your lower teeth?
Lower teeth, upper teeth.
Lower teeth are the most often missed. So brush harder. Mm. Just you have to go through it a little bit, you know, and then you'll be fine.
Mm. One thing about Vincent, he talks like he knows what he's talking about, which can be confusing. You might think he's smart. But he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Is this a segment highlighting Brandon's
hypochondria?
Hypochondria
is the word. I know you don't know that word because you're not smart.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Be someone other than Chris D'Elia. Maybe be yourself. How's that?
You sound just like Chris D'Elia. Kay.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, don't be me.
Hey.
Hey, bro.
I can't go as low as...
Hey.
Can't go as low as that.
Hey.
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 Hey. Hey. What's the next segment that we're doing?
So that's it? That's all got? All you got?
I've been actually doing much better with my hypochondria. It's gotten actually... I know that doesn't make for good air time, but...
Sorry.
No, hey, progress is... People like progress, right?
Nah.
No, they like...
No. What do you think Lindsay Lohan's doing so well? People still like watching her.
Crash and burn. Everyone stops for a car accident, right?
It's true.
Everybody likes a comeback, though.
That's right. True. Comeback story.
Comeback story.
Zero to hero. Congratulations on your gum. Oh, no. You're feeling better, right?
A gumback story.
Gumback. Yeah.
Get your gums back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Bloody gums when you floss is pretty normal, though. It happens, dude.
I love how that came back. The bloody gums when you floss, pretty normal, buddy.
Yeah.
This is a really good segment. I'm glad that we started it 3 weeks ago. I think that every segment gets better and better every time we do this.
We didn't do it last week, so.
Oh, yeah. We have to make up for lost time.
We owe it to all the fans of What's Eating Brandon. All right, guys, we're going
to
play.
Wait.
What?
We have to do the other segment now.
Oh, what's Rye Eating?
What's Rye Eating? Well, there's no theme song for that.
I think I had it somewhere.
You should just get soundbite of him eating pizza last night. That should be the intro.
Are you eating pizza?
Oh, I don't think you have. You haven't made a theme song for yourself.
It's in GarageBand. Mm. I can't use GarageBand and play GarageBand at the same time.
Vincent, well, you can.
Or do a beatbox. We'll make the song right now. Okay.
Pizza. Candy. Ice cream. What's right eating?
Lately, I've been eating pretty well, except for, you know, last night, guys. I got a pizza.
I was there.
7 slices.
I had 3, I think.
You had 4. You had 4.
You had 2.
First of all, the pizza came with 8 slices. Brandon and I both had 2.
2.
You had 4.
Whoa, somebody is counting how much I eat.
You know who's not counting the calories?
You. Wow, nice. I had 2 pieces of pizza last night.
4.
I drank, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
You saw.
About 4 glasses of wine. A lot of sugar in that wine, by the way.
Back in the sauce. Mm. I had 2 glasses of wine last night. Mm. Thanks.
I was counting.
Was 2?
I have to monitor.
I understand. Yeah,
to monitor 2. His intake.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes if you deviate and you have some pizza, you just got to let yourself have that and not beat yourself up about it. That's what I'm trying to do here, guys.
That's cool. I'm proud. That's a good way to.
So
thanks for your support. It's good to know Vincent's watching and like judging me with what everything I eat.
Well, it's only because you call me fat for 3 years.
Well, you're still fat. You fat fuck.
That's so fat.
Well, you know, actually, he's not fat anymore. He's actually got abs. Vincent's got abs.
No, you don't.
Mm. They're in a work in progress.
They're a work in progress. They're a work in progress.
Hashtag abs by Christmas, right?
Mm.
What month is it? You're supposed to have abs by Christmas. You started like a campaign.
Neck ends and my chin begins, okay?
Wow.
Right, here's the deal, though. I get more excited about a Starbucks in progress than no Starbucks at all.
I don't understand that.
A Starbucks under construction.
Okay.
A Starbucks under construction than no Starbucks at all, you know?
Okay.
Oh, there's a Starbucks being built. I'm excited for that. Oh, Vincent's getting his abs.
Really? If you see new Starbucks coming in, you're like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be great. I love Starbucks.
You're like, we needed more of these.
Yeah. Less distance, less time I have to travel to the other Starbucks.
Do you drink coffee?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, don't. You don't, huh?
Mm-mm, no.
Just perfect, huh?
Not at all. I have my flaws.
He has his flaws. What you been up to lately, dude? What's new with you? You got shared by Will Smith. That's cool.
Yeah. That was cool. That was fun. I posted a video rapping like 90s rappers. Will Smith saw it and shared it on his Instagram page.
Nice. How many followers did you get, bro?
90,000.
Nice.
90,000.
Hmm.
It was very, I got 50,000 the first day and then like 20 and then 15. It was kind of tapered off now, but yeah, pretty good. A lot of fun.
Did he follow
you? No, he didn't. But I don't know if he was like, I don't know if he was like looking through it himself or if someone else was looking through it for him. You know what I mean?
I mean, you tagged him.
I didn't tag him in it.
Oh, I thought you did.
I did not tag him in the video.
Oh.
Which is.
You had other people tag him.
Well, yeah, I was like other people tagging him, I guess. But it's weird because I just didn't tag him. For some reason, I forgot to tag him.
Mm.
But I told people, I was like, hey, maybe send this to Will Smith. I just told people to send it to him.
Mm.
So it was either him. That's like, I'm not too sure whenever a celebrity, how engaged they are with their own Instagram or if it's somebody else. Right. Will Smith's pretty huge. So it's like, does he have people that's creating his page? Probably. But
I mean, he's a YouTuber, so he probably, you know, checks his Instagram.
Sure. But I'm wondering was it him going, yeah, just like looking at his own Instagram and then going, yo, like looking at just being stoked about it. Or did someone go, yo, Will, check this out. And they go, put that up. And it wasn't something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how.
I don't think, because in order to do that, in order for him to do all those things, he would also have to know how to download somebody else's video and then put it on his own thing. So I think maybe he saw it, but he was like, yo, put that on my Instagram.
That's cool.
I didn't see that.
I want to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
I want to know.
DM him. slide into his DMs.
I did. I told him thank you. I was like, dude, thanks so much. It's really cool of you. Appreciate it. You know?
Did he open it?
No, he hasn't seen any of my messages, which is weird because he didn't see my messages. I think I sent it to Jaden as well. I was like, yo, check this out. I wasn't like, yo, show this to your dad, man, please. Mm. I was just like, yo, check this out.
Right.
And he didn't see it either. So, but it was weird. I don't know. I don't know how he saw it. Point is, he saw it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Hmm. Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats.
I'm actually genuinely happy for you, Vincent. Rye is what we call jealous.
Yes. Filled with rage.
Actually, more jelly because look at his gut.
Wow. Whoa. People who aren't back on our YouTube probably think I've gained a lot of weight.
And people who are?
No, I have. Yeah. No, I've probably gained 5 pounds the past 6 months, probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just from being 35.
Hmm. Is it from being 35?
And eating some candy.
And eating candy.
Eating candy. New segment, word association game. We've done it once before. Vincent?
What are the rules?
Let's do this rapid fire. I'm gonna say what's on these cards here. From this game called Freedom of Speech. This isn't sponsored, but give us some fucking money, Freedom of Speech.
Please.
I'm gonna say what's on the cards here, and you just start blabbering about what comes to mind. It could be one word. It can be a story. Let's just start. You'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, maybe Brandon could do one?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't want you to see him first. Don't.
Oh, I already saw the first one, so.
All right.
And you saw the second one.
All right. Okay. I won't look at this next one.
Here's a fun one. Standardized tests. Thoughts. Anything worth sharing?
Standardized tests. My mom was a teacher, and she always complained about standardized tests.
She didn't agree with them?
She didn't really, you know, agree with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good test taker, so I never really did all that well on them.
Why didn't she agree with standardized tests?
You know what? She could go into the politics of that. That's just a kind of what came to mind, standardized tests. I think it's because they are, I don't know. I don't know why. She didn't like them.
Were you a good student?
No, I was not.
What kind of grades did you get?
Like C's and B's.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I would do homework at the last minute. I was too focused on other shit. And by other shit, I mean just like
fucking around.
Yeah, I didn't care about math. I didn't care about the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Exactly. Yep. I know it, but I've never used it. Never used a TI-82 calculator. Never, you know, so I was like, I know I'm not going to use this. And I was convinced, you know, I wasn't going to be in NASA, you know, and even if, I don't know, I just didn't care. But like, I did care about like the psychology stuff, the stuff I was interested in. So if I was interested in it, I was into it. Yeah.
I get it. Next word. Hipster. My first thought is Brandon.
Bingo.
Fucking hipster fuck. No, I'm just kidding.
It's all right.
Hipsters, guys. Anything, Brandon?
Hipster. Well, you spent some time with some hipsters, didn't you, Ryan?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. What are they like?
On tour with Nicholas Megalis. He's not really a hipster.
Who isn't?
There was one hipster. The drummer.
Wait.
How do you categorize
a hipster? What is a hipster?
Who I'm now friends with. I don't know if he's a hipster, really.
What is a hipster?
Good question. A hipster is it's a little subculture in this world.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Usually it's like middle-class white people who don't have any cultural identity, so they're inventing their own stupid identity of based around irony, and it's fucking stupid.
That's Brandon?
Yes, that's Brandon.
That's Brandon in a nutshell?
No, just kidding. I don't really understand the hipster movement. It seems to be going away, though. Like, you don't really hear about hipsters a lot.
It's,
They all went broke, right?
I don't know.
I always thought it was people that their whole, like I said, identity is the music that they listen to and the movies that they watch, and they claim that they use that as like to make themselves superior to others because they listen to stuff that's different than other people.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Or they go out of their way to listen to bands that aren't mainstream.
Yeah. I think they let you know about it.
I think mainstream and the word hipster are closely tied together, right? Mainstream.
They don't like the mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They only like stuff that's opera music.
I don't think I've ever been a hipster. I've always been like, oh, I like Blink 182.
Yeah. Mm.
Like I've never been like, oh, I like Floating Seagulls.
Well, now Blink 182 is old enough to where Blink 182 is now a hipster thing too. It can be.
The thing is, I don't identify as a hipster.
Well, I don't think hipsters hate hipsters.
Hipsters hate hipsters.
So that's the clearest sign of being a hipster, is that you hate them. So.
Jinx.
You owe me a kiss.
You owe me a
next kiss word. On lips. Next word we got, albino.
I think of both of you guys.
Because you white, dog.
Definitely me. I don't get that tan. Brandon's half Mexi.
Hell yeah.
Can I say that? Is that racist?
Brandon, you half Mexi?
Mm-hmm. I sure am.
That's cool. I'm half Mexi, too.
Yeah, but...
But what?
But you
but
got
what,
Brandon? You got the half that shows. I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. I got my mom's side.
You got the half that shows.
You look nice. Mexican.
Yes, I do. I do look Mexican. I do. It's funny because like a lot of people would don't know my ethnicity. I'm ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's valuable in this industry.
Yes, that's my ethnicity privilege. I'm checking my ethnic privilege.
I've had people come up to me in the street and was like, hey, what's up? I love your videos. I love the videos you do with that Asian guy, the Asian beatboxer.
I love the videos I do with you too, Ryan. Aww. No, dude, like, I've been called Filipino because my eyes, if I turn to the left a little bit, there's a little bit of...
Yeah,
you Asian. Know, a little bit of Asian. And then Mexican, that's pretty much it. But, like... And people have called me white, too. People have said, oh, you're just a white person.
Oh, really?
But I don't think I'm white. I don't think I look white.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do have a ton of white privilege, dude.
Yeah.
You should check that right at the door there, Vinny.
Yeah. White. Yeah, I have a lot of privilege that I have to check. Yeah.
Here's a fun one.
Yeah, okay.
I'm interested in you guys, if you guys have experienced this. Whiskey dick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey dick. Yeah, I just, what happens if it's just chronic whiskey dick?
For those of you who don't know, whiskey dick is when you drink too much and you can't get a boner and you suck at sex. Mm. So you have erectile dysfunction, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just don't get boners anymore.
Go to furhims.com/, I'm sorry, Dad.
No, a whiskey dick. You know, I don't, maybe, yeah, I guess so. I guess when I was younger, maybe. I haven't like actually drank and had sex in like a really long time.
Really?
Yeah. My girlfriend and I, we don't go out that much. We don't drink at home.
Yeah, right.
You know, so like we just.
What about when she's being cuckolded?
And when she's cucked, I have a glass of wine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm usually. Let me paint the scene for you. I'm in a silk robe. Mm. She's getting cucked. Mm. I have a glass of wine, and there's an old vinyl record being played.
Nice.
It doesn't matter. It's I let him choose.
It's as long as it's old.
I let him choose. This is not true, by the way. Sweetheart, I love you for listening. Don't cuck me.
don't cuck me. Brandon, you've had whiskey dick before?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
It's upsetting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bummer, especially if the girl is like really attractive.
Yeah.
Because they feel real bad if you can't.
I know. Yeah, they take it personally often.
Yeah. I don't really. Yeah.
So that's a whiskey bummer.
Whiskey dick. How small is your dick, dude?
Brandon. Talking to me?
Oh, Ralph's trying to get in.
Yeah, he ain't talking to me, dog.
I'll let Ralph in.
Wow.
Very
avoiding,
small.
Avoiding the question.
Yeah.
Very small.
Very, very small.
Brandon's letting my cat in.
Do you guys just want to compare now?
Here, just lift it up with your hand. She'll jump up. Come up. Damn Venetian blinds.
Come up. Come up. Come on. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, because you scare her every time you see her.
There she is. All right.
Why scare her? Ralph.
I don't think Ralph likes you, though.
Ralph does not like Brandon at all.
Because Brandon screams at Ralph every time he sees her.
Yep.
I scream, I love you.
Yeah, but you scare the poor cat.
Here's another...
Oh, we're talking about penis size, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding.
Do you want to talk about yours? I'm assuming you got above average.
No, I don't. I don't. Trust me, I don't. It's been
not.
A problem.
Next word for the game. This reminds me of high school. Party foul.
Party foul?
Politics.
Okay.
Politics?
Does that remind you of Trump?
No. I always thought party foul meant like that's going to ruin like the party or the mood or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah.
Politics?
Politics. If you bring up politics at a party with somebody, then it's going to ruin
the mood. I
thought
you meant party, like political party.
Me too.
Like political party foul.
No.
Okay. I thought you were just being super deep with that question. Party foul. I don't think I've ever said. Have you ever said party foul, and meant it?
No, I've done it ironically, like a hipster would.
Oh, yeah. Like, just like you did now. Party foul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But people said that a lot in high school. And if you said it, like, and it wasn't in a party setting, extra funny.
Nice.
Nice.
Like, if you're at work, you drop a stapler. Party foul.
Oh, dude.
It's when you laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's constant. It doesn't stop.
Oh. Here's one. This says, poison ivy on genitals.
Yeah, I never had no poison ivy on my dick, dog.
Neither same here.
Why the fuck? Yo, who can identify with that?
I'm sure someone's got, maybe a woman has gone pee in the woods.
Maybe Steve Irwin.
Wiped
Steve
off.
Irwin at one time.
Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin, sure. Yeah.
My poison ivy on my cock. If you lift up my nutsack right here, you can see the needles.
Look at that. I got jock itch pretty bad once.
Tell us about it.
I think I've talked about it on the pod. Just got jock itch, which is also, it's a fungus. Uh-huh. Same thing as athlete's foot. Happens with athletes. What happened was I was wakeboarding a lot.
So why didn't it happen to you?
Wakeboarding a lot. Hot, humid summer in Massachusetts. Wakeboarding, salt water, walking in a bathing suit all day. Chafing. Uh-oh! Got jock itch. Painful.
Uh-oh! Zing! Wow. That's funny. Dude, I don't think I've ever had jock itch before.
The most painful thing I've ever been through, to be honest.
Really?
Very, very painful.
Have you ever had jock itch, Brandon?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You gotta do it, dude.
Mm.
I don't know. That's weird.
Is that when the head of the football team itches your balls for you?
Jock itch. Oh, Vincent probably likes this one.
Man card.
Man card.
What is that?
You're a misogynist.
Like, oh yeah, I am. But what is that?
I think it means like, you know, you can play the race card. You can play the race card. I can't.
You should. You can play the race card.
Like the only reason why you get brand deals is because of your race. So like you, like if you're emailing somebody, hey, I'd love to work with you. .. By the way, I'm Hispanic. That's you playing the race card.
Oh, okay. So I can the man card. What does the man card even mean?
I think it's like, hey, I'm a man, so it's okay to hate me. Men are hated right now. Men are under attack.
That's true.
And we got to do something about it.
We
got to
do something about that.
We really got to do something about it.
A man card. I don't think I've ever flexed a man card.
No. That's silly.
I'm pretty beta. I'm a pretty beta male.
You consider yourself beta?
No, not necessarily beta male, but I do. I grew up with my mom. So I was raised by my mom, and I grew up with hanging out with my grandma a lot.
Your grandma?
My grandma, not my grandpa. My grandma. So like I was raised around a lot of female energy, you know?
Same.
So,
and I don't think there's one or the other, beta or alpha.
Right? Yeah, nah, I'm just kidding.
It's a spectrum, dude.
I'm on the spectrum.
Pardon the interruption, but this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is home-cooked meals made simple. They make conquering the kitchen a reality with their deliciously simple recipes. Cooking is enjoyable and easy with HelloFresh, and I know from my own experience. Because they provided me with fresh, pre-measured ingredients and easy-to-follow six-step pictured recipe cards. And they were delivered to my door, and they can be delivered to your door each week in a special insulated box. All meals come together in 30 minutes max. That's my favorite part. And everything's pre-measured, as I said before. It really makes cooking way easier with the pre-measurements. And I made a meatloaf, which was my favorite that I got. I always considered meatloaf kind of to be like not that impressive. I think that's because my mom didn't have HelloFresh. But I made my own meatloaf and it was like gourmet. And even the leftovers tasted good. I had enough for 2 days. It was good stuff. Thank you, HelloFresh. You are the bash. That's their new catchphrase. I'm going to pitch that. HelloFresh, it's the bash. They have 3 plans to choose from. Classic, veggie, and family, with the option to switch between for when your tastes change. You can enjoy the fun menu features with HelloFresh's dinner to lunch, 20-minute meals, gourmet, and one-pot wonders, among more. Get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/dad80 and enter dad80. Once again, for $80 off your first month, go to HelloFresh.com/dad80 and enter dad80. That's like getting 8 free meals. So it's a great deal. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get 8 free meals. And I think you should join me. Let's start eating well and eating.
Hey, society.
All right, back to the episode. How are we doing, guys? How are you doing, Brandon? You tired?
Just a little hungry, you know?
That's why I wanted you to eat.
It's all right. So Brian doesn't let me eat unless you, we finish the podcast. Weren't,
let's put it this way. You're hungry, but you weren't hungry enough to have one of my meals.
Nope. Yeah. You want to know why?
Why?
Too healthy.
Too healthy?
Too healthy. It's not going to fill me up.
Are you still eating kind of poorly? I remember. Oh, guys. I remember at one point you were like, fuck it. I'm just going to eat like shit.
Yep. It's still happening.
Well, but you're going to the gym regularly. Correct?
Every day.
See, you go every day.
Yep.
You can pretty much, if you work out hard enough, eat whatever you want.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Ooh, well, not whatever you want.
Not whatever you want, but if you work out every day and you work out hard enough, you
can have candy.
You can pretty much do whatever.
I mean, I can pop this shirt off and show you guys the progress. You know what I mean?
Also, your age has something to do with it as well. You're still a very young man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
So you can get away with it.
Parents.
Son.
Still a very young man.
It's the very young man.
I'm smacking Ralph's ass.
Yeah, you are. Misogynist.
Guys, I got to apologize. I'm pretty tired tonight.
It's all right.
This being 35, feeling my age lately. If I don't get enough sleep, I feel it more than ever.
Yes, same with me.
It's fucking bad for mental. It's bad for everything, dude. It's bad for the brain.
Vincent, aren't you 29?
I'm 31, Brandon.
Woo! Oh.
Yeah.
How? Oh. Fuck, man.
Yeah, Famous Birthdays thinks I'm 30, though.
I remember probably asked them for that, right? Probably like, please shave off a year.
I'll tell you off mic why that is.
Because it used to be like 34, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 34 and shit.
So you told them 30?
Off mic, I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly why that happened.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. Scandal. For you listeners at home, guess.
So what's it like being over 30?
It's you hurt a little more. You start to ache and you wake up, you know, your bones start to hurt a little more. You know, you don't recover from a hangover quite as quickly. So I had a beer a couple nights ago and it lasted about 2 days to feel normal again.
Do you always answer questions in characters because you're too afraid to face your own personality?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Because I do that voice when I'm whining.
When
I feel like I'm whining. When I feel like I'm complaining,
yeah,
I tend to gravitate towards that voice.
Gotcha.
So I'm wondering sometimes if I do have split personality disorder.
I was actually going to ask. My brother was wondering this because he watched the Will Smith video that you did, and he was like,
"So Jesse or Greg?"
Jesse. And he was like, "Dude, how does Vincent do that? Like how? Because like that means he's able to impersonate a person, like a different person, and that means he's able to sing as that person,
yeah,
or rap as that person."
Sure.
He was like, "How do you do that?
Talent."
Well, I was just wondering, do you have any sort of like method for impersonations or do you just
no.
like
well, I guess method for impersonations? No, I just I listen. I think I have a very, very fortunate to have be very a very auditory person, auditory centered person where I can hear something and I can mimic it relatively well. So yeah. I can hear something and I can repeat it or I can, you know, that's what's the cool thing about impressions is you take voices that won't normally be in a situation and put them in a system. Voices and put them in situations they normally wouldn't be in, like Family Guy at the drive-thru, but like stuff like that. That's what makes it funny. So yeah, I think it's just God-given talent, to be honest with you.
You pick up on people's little ticks.
Oh yeah.
They're
oh, yeah.
Little... Here, imitate this noise. That was good.
A little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Imitate this right now, what I'm saying right now.
That's a little tougher.
Not distinct enough.
Not distinct enough.
Not distinct enough.
I fuck with Ryan's speech all the time. He can't say theater to save his life, which is
theater. Theater.
What was that?
Theater.
Oh wow, it's getting better.
What does he usually say?
He says theater.
I've talked about this a million times.
Yeah, it's really funny though. It's still funny to me. Like oh, you gonna go to the theater?
Yeah, I was correcting what I thought was a Boston accent. I thought everyone back home was using an accent. Let's go to the theater. I was like, oh, so it's theater?
Theater.
Theater.
And it's great. But no, I think I'm just really amazing at what I do.
Nice.
That's the take home. Mm. That's what the listener should take home from this.
I want to try to do a Peter Dinklage impression. He's the dwarf from Game of Thrones. Any tips for me? He's got a very low voice, but nothing crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
I'll just stick to Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
I look like him.
Yes, you do.
And kind of look like Peter Dinklage.
Yes, you do. It's really funny.
A little bit.
But yeah, what were we talking about? Yeah, voices. Split personality.
Yeah.
It's funny that you say that. When you say like, oh yeah, are you saying that, doing that voice because you're uncomfortable with your own emotions? I just realized that when I'm complaining about something like that,
I just start to go like this. I'm like, oh, this is very whiny for me.
Right, right.
And it's very, it's like whiny.
So I'm like, I find comfort in doing that, you know?
You should allow yourself to complain every once in a while. Because you're not comfortable like feeling like you're a complainer, right? Am I right?
Maybe. I don't know.
And you like to do voices.
I like to do voices. It's fun.
I like to do voices as well.
Yeah.
This is a low energy pod.
It's all right.
Is it? I am having fun.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we can never tell if
I'm wondering if there's. I'm actually wondering if there has been one podcast that we've done where Rye doesn't comment in the podcast. Is this good? Is this a good podcast? Like,
there's several.
No, you do that a lot. I'm not saying there's a problem. I'm just saying.
I think for y'all at home, I think it's about to be a lover's quarrel.
Okay, Rye, do you think that you?
Yes, Dr. Phil.
Rye, do you think that you and Brandon may have some inner demons that you need to work out?
I think so.
Oh, God.
Well, Rye, do you think that you can express how you're feeling to Brandon over there? It's all right.
Brandon, I love you.
That's good. Brandon, how do you feel about that?
No, thanks.
Well, that's your answer.
He won't let me in.
Well, that's maybe he might be guarded. We don't know.
That's turning into Bill Clinton now.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Sounds like Matthew McConaughey now.
That's how to do a southern drawl on that.
All right.
Okay. That's his catchphrase, right? Okay. No?
God, dude. Was that a fucking joke? That
must have been a joke.
I don't know. I think it was trying to be. Yeah, it wasn't received well by the crowd.
Not at all. Don't quit your day job.
I'm about to.
It's weird. I'm going in between Bill Clinton now.
You don't think you have split personality disorder?
I don't think clinically, no. But
I don't think so either.
No, I do think that there's some, I don't know. I find myself talking like this too sometimes when I really want to just drive a point home and be firm. I don't know. There's something about that voice that's very direct.
When I was playing Red Dead Redemption, I kept talking like that. Red Dead Redemption 2. Get over here, boy. That's kind of racial.
Boy.
Yeah. That's
but he would call his horse a boy.
Come here, girl. Come here, boy.
That's a fun voice.
Come here, boy.
Arthur Morgan.
Here we go. You got like,
where's all money? He talks like this. Where's all money?
I was watching Taken and trying to do Liam Neeson. That's a fun one.
A particular set of skills. Very, very high. High.
You ever noticed the way his daughter runs in the first movie?
I just talked to that to Manon today. Manon's like, that's one of my favorite movies. And I asked her, have you noticed how she runs? Have we talked about this?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
How does she run?
She runs like a complete goon. It's weird. If she's so wonky when she does, there's like a part where Liam Neeson brings her a karaoke machine. She's like, I wanted to bring her myself. Mm. And then the stepdad brings her the horse. And instead, she throws in the karaoke machine and she runs like,
yeah,
very, very goofy.
I think she's trying to run like a young person.
Yeah.
Because she's like an older actor playing a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
So I think she's like, this is how teens run. Yeah. But man, I found it pretty distracting.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I liked it. I'm glad it happened. You got to check it out, dude.
I'll check it out, man.
Everybody home, Google that shit.
I'm not comfortable with the way you run. I'm not comfortable with the way you run.
Liam Neeson?
It's supposed to be. It's tough. Because Liam Neeson has a deeper voice.
If we don't move.
All I know is there's this movie called The Gray where he's like, if we don't move right now, we're all fucked. That's what he says. He's Scottish, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, that's Scottish.
Sleepy little moron. I also like to do this voice.
It's kind of like the Red Dead Redemption 2.
Same, like, get over here, boy.
Yep.
And I can do that a British voice too. Sleepy little fucking moron.
Also, Jason. No, I can't do Jason Statham.
No, Jason's up.
Jason Statham or Jason Sudeikis?
What say you and I go home? Jason Statham.
I'm not going down there to rescue anyone out there. No more.
No. I think he's a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
Maybe higher.
I don't know. This is not a good impression.
He's always rescuing somebody, right?
Pretty much. He's always bald, too.
He's just bald.
Right? Why changes.
Why is he bald in every movie?
It's like I'm saying The Rock's bald in every movie. He's just bald.
Well, that's wrong. It's weak. No, I mean, it probably means he has a lot of testosterone.
The Rock is weak because he's bald?
That's right.
Yeah.
Dwayne, I know you're listening. Come at me, bro.
I'll see you, Ryan. I'll see you.
That's a terrible impression.
Well, The Rock was going to repost one of your videos, but now he's not going to anymore. Shame.
Hey, do your Gordon Ramsay.
Beautiful. Yeah, I like it. Great. Gorgeous. Amazing. Today, we're cooking lemon, garlic, tilapia. Gorgeous. First, salt, pepper. Then, olive oil. Beautiful.
That's funny.
Yeah, Gordon's my favorite. One of my favorites.
He's a hit. He's a major star.
Yeah. All right. I watch MasterChef Junior.
Oh yeah.
With my baby girl.
Where he's screaming and yelling at kids.
No, he doesn't scream and yell at them. He actually gets like sauces dunked on him. It's cute.
He gets slimed.
It's like first one to complete this gets a dump marinara sauce on my head.
That's just the kind of. They're combining like Nickelodeon getting slimed and stuff.
Yeah.
On my head. Gorgeous.
His show Hotel Hell. Used to love it. It's not in the air anymore.
Hotel Hell? I never watched it.
It was like just all of a sudden he was just criticizing hotels, which is not his specialty, but it enabled him to get angry.
That's great.
And be gross.
Look at this dust. Look. Over here, dust everywhere. Everywhere. Are you fucking kidding?
Beep. Here, I'll do a beep. You say swear.
Okay. Are you fucking kidding me?
Cool. That was awesome. So, all right. We're 40 minutes in. Brandon's hungry. Should we do more word association?
Whatever, dude. You're
the one driving.
That's why I'm questioning if this is engaging. Hey, because
you know what my stepdad used to say?
Or lack of structure. What'd he say? Go get out of here, number one.
No, what?
He called you number. He called you number one.
No,
because he didn't care about your fucking name.
No, dude. So when you said you asked me if you wanted to keep doing this, and this is my way of telling you this is your show. Whenever it's like your project, you take care of it. So he's like, should I do this? Or he'd be like, well, he's like, I'm fucking this bull. You're just holding his ears.
Wait, what?
No, I'm fucking. Yeah, he's like, I'm fucking this. No, that's what it was. Whenever I had an opinion about something. That wasn't my opinion to give, and it was his job that he was doing. He would say,
he'd fuck a boy?
No. He'd say, hey, I'm fucking this pig. You're just holding its ears.
My God.
What a weird thing to
Sounds
say.
Completely so, not helpful.
No.
Dad, can you help me with my homework? Hey. I'll fuck the pig. You hold his ears, okay?
That's not the situation. But it would be something to where... It was like I had an opinion to give about a project he was doing or something, whatever. And he was like, he was joking. He wasn't being serious. You know, his way of saying, hey, I'm doing this. You're just helping me. This is my project. He's like, I'm fucking this hog. You're just holding its ears. That's what he would say. So fuck the hog, dude. Whatever you want, dude. Let's do it.
Jeez. How old were you?
This is when I was 4. No, just kidding. No, this is when I was 17, 18. This is just fun banter. Still though, it sticks with me. It's fun.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd ask my dad in quote too many questions.
Really?
And I'd say, hey dad, and he'd go, what? And I'd be like, oh, cool. Never mind.
Daddy.
What?
Oh, never mind. I'll go to my bed now.
Was I a fucking
Gizmo?
Smurf?
I go to my.
That's the dog. That's the voice I use for my dog that you hate.
I know.
It's just this voice right here. That's it.
Bobby's World.
That's not even a big voice or anything. It's just a little baby's voice.
Oh, yeah. I can see that getting annoying.
Well, it's. I don't do it often.
You don't?
Yeah, you don't watch my content, Brendan, so it's okay.
No.
No. Word association, walk of shame.
I'm just kidding, Vinny. I do watch your content.
I don't agree with the whole walk of shame concept.
Isn't that when you walk down the hallway after a night of getting fucked?
Wait a minute. Are we about to shame
right
people who have a walk of, quote, shame?
Yeah, I never agree with that. It's only used mainly on girls. Because when a guy... It's when you have sex and you walk home in the morning and you're still wearing the same clothes and shit.
Yeah, the walk of shame.
People can tell, like, oh, that person just got laid.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think I've ever had a walk of shame. I've always had a vehicle.
I've always had a walk of pride because I'm a man and I'm allowed to sleep around. But women, if you have sex with more than one guy, you're a whore.
Yeah.
My name is Brandon Calvillo. No, I think that's stupid. Have sex and be proud of it.
Mm. Yeah.
I always thought the walk of shame was a woman who had sex with a guy that she didn't want to.
There's that. That like, can be involved.
A guy that she regrets having sex with.
Yeah.
I worded that wrong. A guy that she regrets.
Got it.
I can see that. That happens. That is kind of like a walk of shame, but hey, that happens. It's okay.
Yeah. I've never had walk of shame. Always been proud.
Funny how literally every girl you slept with has had that walk of shame. Because
are you saying that when a woman sleeps with me that they should feel shame? Is that what you're saying?
Because of Brandon's concept of like, I can't believe I just ew.
Oh,
ew, that guy was so gross.
Are you saying that I'm not
attractive?
Attractive.
Yeah, I'm saying you're ugly.
Oh.
And fat.
I would be embarrassed to have sex with you.
Yo, you're a guy. So, and you're you, and you wouldn't be my type anyway.
Oh yeah.
So, fuck you.
What kind of guys do you like?
I like them dark.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Damn it. What kind of men are you attracted to, Brandon?
Thick men.
Thick men.
I like thick. I like them.
So you really, really, really like Rye right now.
Rye's gooey, not thick.
Oh.
Gooey.
Here's a fun word, frolicking. You ever done any frolicking?
Rye is from Boston, so I guarantee he didn't do no frolicking.
I ain't no fucking fairy. I ain't no fucking frolicker. Frolicking.
Yeah.
I think frolicking should be an Olympic sport. But how do you know who frolics best? All right, here's the Olympic sport, frolicking. You do it for 10 minutes, and then afterwards, we check everyone's serotonin levels, and the happiest person wins. Because frolicking should be joyous.
Seems like a long process in order to decide.
Yeah, it'll take a few weeks to get the results.
Yeah. So. And also, some people may die because they have to go inside their brain. And how do you get serotonin levels?
I don't think you can measure serotonin in the blood. Can you?
Yeah, I don't know. No idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, actually, well, you can probably trick us into thinking you're smart. No, you can. They just stick a stick in, up your nose, and if they scratch the top...
Here's what I don't know. But you can just say whatever you want.
They stick a stick up your nose and on the top of the cerebrum.
Cerebrum?
There's a cortex next to the system, the draining.
Yeah?
Draining
okay,
system.
Cool.
God damn. Fuck.
Just letting you, going back to school, right? You're thinking about going back to school?
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For psychology.
Yeah.
So when you get up there and do your thesis, you can be like, yeah, I put a stick up there and there's the cortex and the.
Yeah.
I thought you were going back to school to be a janitor.
He's got the vibe of a janitor.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that vibe? Well, like you describe janitor,
to yourself, quiet.
Sad. Failure.
Mm.
Watches fails too.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you watch other people's fails because you can't accept your own?
Oh, whoa. Fuck. Never thought of it like that. I do.
Fails.
Guilty pleasure of mine, fail videos. And it's like the lowest form of entertainment possible.
Yeah.
Is there anything lower or like easier? Just staring at my cat. That's pretty fun and easy.
Yeah.
Mm. Right,
Elf. Anything with a baby hand in your cat, probably.
Yeah. That's funny stuff. Did you see my baby foot when I put my leg up?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, man, you're introducing a new limb.
Yeah. I'm branching out.
Brad is like, wow, you're expanding your comedic range there. Adding a baby limb.
Yep. Follow me, ride in on Instagram. But that just about does this episode.
It does?
Oh, okay. I feel good. I had fun.
Mm. Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
You hungry still?
Brandon's pretty hungry.
Or did it go away?
It went away, but now I just very lightheaded.
Real quick, do you guys ever like have to go number two, but you're not unable to in the moment? So then it just kind of the feeling goes away for a while. Or do you just always have to shit?
Yeah, like canceling a launch.
Well, right. Luckily for us, we have sphincters, so we're allowed to do that. You know, because birds don't have that luxury.
Sometimes, have you guys ever had to shit so bad when you're driving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever pulled over and shit at the nearest Denny's?
No.
Oh. You shat yourself.
One time. I could not make it. I couldn't make it to the bathroom.
Oh.
Go on.
And, but it wasn't like number three or anything like that. It wasn't like bubble guts. It was like
a solid log?
Just a solid fucking mass. And I couldn't make it. I could not make it.
So you completely shit your pants?
No. So I pulled over. And it was broad daylight. And there was no...
like you're painting this like a novel.
There was no...
You're making like cum noises.
There was no shrubbery. Nothing that I can hide behind. So I grabbed a to-go container.
Yeah.
Took a shit in it.
Man.
Do you know what a to-go container it was?
It was like your to-go box. Like your styrofoam to-go box.
Oh, okay.
In my car.
But did you eat it when you got home?
Yeah, I ate my shit. Sure, yeah.
You put it in the fridge and ate it for
But dinner. I forgot that when you shit, you pee.
Oh,
so okay. I was aiming. It went there, but then I pissed and kind of got it everywhere. This is my old car, just for the record.
Wait,
shit in your car. I thought you pulled over and took out. I thought you got out of the car.
I could not make it. You guys don't understand. I could not make it. I was swerving. It was bad. I could not make it. I was sweating. I don't know what the fuck happened.
This is a great opening scene to a movie.
No, it was bad. It was bad. It was like an opening scene to like an American Pie movie or some shit like that. It's exactly like my American Pie moment for sure. And then I started peeing. I couldn't, you know, once you start shitting, you can't stop yourself from pissing.
In the American Pie version, you would have been on your way to a date and forgot the shit was in there. And she was like, oh, I'm starving.
Ow. Yeah.
It's pretty funny that you shat in a food container.
Yeah, it was the only thing. It was that or my car.
Wait, this would be an amazing story. Was the shit you took a result of the food you ate from that very food box? Did you return it to its place?
I don't even remember. I just know it was really bad. And I was driving across the state of Texas too, because like certain parts of Texas where there is nothing for like maybe 40 or 50 miles, and I was like right in the middle of it. It was just like wrong place, wrong time, could not hold it. It was bad. It was impressive, though. I had to say, I almost like put a flag in it.
So, how was the smell without there being water for it to sink under? Was it
thick? Pretty bad. It was pretty bad. Yeah, drove with the windows down for a bit after that. I've never told this story to anybody before. It's quite embarrassing, actually.
But you just told it to 2 million people.
That's a hard no on that. Not
we,
2 million.
We actually, we recently got a boost. Will Smith shared us.
Is that Yeah, that's my Will Smith.
It's really good.
He's just agreeing with everything.
I have never fully shat myself. I've sharted, not for a while. 2 years ago, sharted after Taco Bell. How cliche!
Wow. You know what's funny? I don't have the problem with eating Taco Bell.
Never had before.
And then my stomach getting bad, or like eating. I think it's because I grew up in Mexico. I grew up in El Paso, which is kind of like Mexico. The food is there. It's just greasy and tortillas and beans and fuck. So like I think my stomach's conditioned. It has like a layer of like protection, like armor almost. So when I have shit like that, it doesn't affect me.
I'm still picturing you taking a dump in your car.
Oh no, I was cradling. I was not well.
When? How long ago was this?
This was last week. No, just kidding.
I believe.
No. This was a long time ago. This is maybe like, oh man. I was like maybe early 20s. No lie, I actually did. I think
you
I did
time talk. Travel back to the 20s to take a shit.
Yeah, the 20s. Yeah, the roaring. It was a roaring shit. 20s. I think I didn't tell my girlfriend this story. I didn't tell my girlfriend this story. She was like, "What? Gross? What?"
She got turned on.
Yeah. Cuckolding and scat play.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. Cuck scat.
Cuck scat.
Guy shitting on your girlfriend's chest.
That was definitely the highlight of this podcast. Is it cool if I?
Yeah, I put it in. I
post this on Instagram.
You know what? It's like a. It's a. Yeah, it's fine. Honestly, I just think it's a shit story. Everyone has one. Brandon, do you have a shit story?
He took a shit while after eating Taco Bell.
I have a shit story that's not my own. My brother's shit story. My oldest brother was cleaning shit out of his car when we walked to the apartment. We saw him in the parking lot cleaning shit out of his car.
Now, being specific, this is a shit story, and you're saying the word shit. Is he cleaning shit out of his car, or is he cleaning stuff out of his car?
He's cleaning shit out of his car because he shit in his car all over the place, like diarrhea shit.
Oh.
All over his car.
Oh, okay. We jumped ahead a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened before then because I'm, you know.
Okay.
He was just like, don't look at me, and he just kept cleaning shit out of his car. He was pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, shit in your car, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
I honestly, if I was with company,
yeah,
I would have shit in front of company. It would have, it was to the
God,
point.
Dude.
No, so I'll tell you.
You would have had them get out, though, I'm assuming.
It was at the point where I was sweating, beads of sweat dripping down.
Of shit? Like shit sweat?
No. I had a tingly face. It was like, I was swerving. I didn't know what to do. I panicked almost.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was weird. It was almost like I had to.
It's no joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you got to go, you got to go.
That's, you know.
I've had to shit so bad that I like hunched over cramps. Like, ugh. But I'm fucking Irish, dude. I can put stuff everything deep down inside.
That's a really weird noise you made, dude. It's gross.
Stuff it deep down inside.
Take a big fat shit.
Gorgeous.
I think we should just cut on the story. That story was really good. Just
that was
on that note.
Definitely the highlight. But we got to thank Steve Marshalek, Ross Miller for donating $25 a month. We love you guys. Thanks for sticking with us.
Thank you guys.
And actually, I haven't checked Patreon in a while. They might have taken their donation away. So just in case they have, fuck you.
Yeah.
And Nicholas Caprio, our buddy, $100 a month. I feel a little bit bad about that, but I appreciate it.
I like that guy. He's a nice guy.
Thank you, Nick.
Fuck that guy, dude.
All right.
Yeah. Shit. Is this a recording? No, just kidding, Nick. Thank you, Nick. I love you. If I was gay, I would be with you.
For $100 a month?
All right. Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.